Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm.
I've been walking.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo.
My face turned to
stars fill the night.
That's why I'm gonna
stand up,
take my people with me. Together we are
going
to a
brand new home far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter?
Gonna keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones.
And I know what's around the bend might be hard to face, 'cause I'm alone, and I just might fail, but Lord knows I tried. Sure as
stars fill up the sky.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the Truth and Power Corner with Sister Nelly. How y'all doing this evening? Got a little choked right before, you know, the show came on, so I'm drinking a little water right quick. But I want to welcome you all to the show. Tonight is going to be a short show. We're just going to talk for a second. And then we have a PCC meeting scheduled today. So I want to go right on into the housekeeping. And then we'll open up the lines, open up the show. If anybody wants to call in and join the conversation, please call in at 516-387-1549. Again, that's 516-387-1549. As always, salute to our political prisoners, POWs, and our elder comrades that are still locked behind those walls. I talked to some of my brothers this week, and it was very, very uplifting and encouraging, the words of wisdom that were given to me by these brothers. They need to come home and be at home with us. We must do more about this family. It does not make sense that they are still, you know, right behind those in those cages. Our outrage is not strong enough. Too many of us are letting this just slip by the wayside, and there's nothing to be played with. If one of us is not free, none of us will be free. Salute to all Black media platforms, our sisters and brothers that are out here giving us real truth and power. Not these cones, not these ones that, you know, out here using us, using our people for monetary gain. They're not looking for our liberation because they don't want our liberation. If we are liberated, they have no more means of income. They have no, you know, they live off of our oppression, just as our enemies do. Because if you are about us and about the liberation of the people, you're about the liberation of all of us. All of us should be able to eat. And that's where the problem is coming in. And we got these ones that think they're more important once they get to that certain position or that certain title or that certain house or that certain car. Hey, baby, if one of us is laying out here in the street, you haven't won. Because you are not being the African that you're supposed to be. If we were doing the things that we were supposed to be doing, living communal, living with nature, living as one with nature, living as a community, the community before the individual, everybody would be eating. We are the mothers and fathers of civilization. And it is time for us to get right. No more excuses. Hey, I'm not no perfect person. I'll never be perfect. But it's one thing that I am, and I'm unapologetic, and I'm a black African woman. And I stand and I fight for our people, for us. We have to all come to that consensus and come together so that we can do something. Leave something for our children to have. I'm not understanding this. So I want to say salute to the ones that keep bringing us their truth, knowledge, and power. Continue to do that hard work, and we thank you all. We thank you all so much, and we love you all. Salute to Brother Noble, Sister Mo, and our family in Stonecrest, Georgia, and Denver, Colorado, with Unity Community News. We are taking a break right now. Our leader, the head of our organization is not feeling too well, so we're giving him some time to rest, get himself and his body back in shape, and we will be back. We have not gone anywhere. We're just transitioning, changing. So, like I said, Unity Community News will be back on air soon. We have to continue this work in nation building. I want to tell them thank you all, and I love you all. Salute to the Republic of New Africa, President Samayat, Vice President Mama Ayo, our delegates, our citizens, free the land, free the land, free the land. Asante Sana, by all and any means necessary. We must and we will win this war. I want everybody to visit the pg-rna.com. That's pg-rna.com. Visit our website. Sign up and become a conscious citizen, and let's get to work. Unit work and training. Study work and training. Come on. We have to build our nation. If we don't build our baby's nation, who going to build it for them? Get that mindset together. We are all new Africans. All of us. In this diaspora, this whole world, we need to come together and take back our rightful places. It's time for us to heal and repair our minds, bodies, and our spirits. This thing they call life, this matrix, it wasn't built for us. It wasn't even built for us in mind. It wasn't built for us in no kind of way. So why do we continue to support it, continue to fund it, continue to fuel it, continue to feed it? If you stop feeding the monster will die. That is our monster. That is our handicap. The love for this system, the love for this matrix, the love for these people. They're not us. And it's time that we realize this and get ourselves together. I want to say salute to all of our families that are providing African-centered education for our children. The Sankofa Institute, the Ashe Academy, Vanguard's Online Academy, the Yahuru Academy, the Zayax Academy, the Akaban Institute, all of us, the Birmingham Homeschooling Initiative. I want to thank all of you all for providing African-centered education for our children. This is how we're going to build our nation. Our nation is going to be built by our children. We have to get their African minds back. Ashe, 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 free the land. Like I said, this is going to be a very short show today. I just wanted to come on and just do like a, probably just like a, just a little skibbit, you know, just talking, you know. We do have a PCC meeting today, like I said, scheduled today. I don't want to be late for that. I want to thank you all for calling in and tuning in to the show. If anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 516-387-1549. Like I said, it's open discussion, so when you call in, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's chat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, sitting here thinking and looking at and checking out what's going on in this world, what keeps happening to our people. We have a young brother down in Mississippi that was murdered. Not even sure when, but I'll get the information this weekend. But we still are being murdered, family. Our children are being taken out one by one. If they're not being murdered in the streets, their minds are being murdered. Their bodies are being tortured and murdered. What are we doing? We have a lot of us out here that are doing the work. We have us out here. But we're not doing the work together as one, if you get my drift. We have to ride on this thing called race. Black first, black everything, black only. Until we get that in our system, as everyone else has done so, you know, audaciously in our past, we're not going to do the things that we need to do to liberate our children and our families and our people. We have to focus on us. Focus on building the institutions that we need in order to let go of this bullshit. Have you ever heard of a thing called operational unity? When I heard Brother Baba Imhotep explain what operational unity was, it's been so clear in my head ever since. It is a viable solution for our oppression. Because like he said, all of us are not going to fit in the same clique. All of us are not going to ride in the same boat. But we are going to all be riding on that one thing, race first. Because we have to get this together. Just how your body works. You have 9 different systems in your body. None of these systems commingle, mix together with each other, because if they do, it's deadly to the body. But each one of these systems work independently, but they work in unity in order for the body to function properly. Did you hear what I said? Operational unity. You have your body, you have 9 systems. Each works individually by itself. If it mixes or if it get come together, it's deadly to the body. But as they work in their individual cells, the digestive system, the respiratory system, the immune system, your blood, your nervous system, all these different systems, they work individually on their own, don't even fool with nobody else, but they're working together in order for the body, they operational unity, working together in order for the body processes to operate sufficiently effectively without killing the body. That's how we're going to have to move. Because it's a lot of us, we're not going to think the same. We're not going to move the same. We're not going to be in the same mindset. But we must have one agenda, and that is race first, black first. Once we get that in our head, in our heads and focus on us, we will be so, so much better off. We have to do what we need to do. Teach our children their story. Teach our children who they are. They have to know where they come from so they can know where they need to go. And too many of our children do not have an African-centered mindset. Too many of our adults don't. To be honest, a lot of us don't even know our history. It's time out for all the foolishness. It's time to get this in check. Family, we are wasting so much valuable time not doing what we need to do. We need to put systems in place. I was sitting there thinking, we don't even make our own toilet tissue and paper towels. Some people don't even make their own. They don't draw. I said, I'm not. I refuse. I'm about to start making my own clothes. I'm tired of giving these people my money. I'm tired of supporting them and their families, and our families are not doing shit and they don't have anything. We have to do better. What are the solutions? What are the processes that we can put in place? Because it's a process. It has to be done. Practical application of the scientific theories. It's a process that has to be done in order for us to get from A to B, from B to C. You can't jump from A to C without going through B. So what are we doing, family? I want to say salute, congratulations to all of our family that is out there doing, putting in this hard work and seeing about the people and doing what they need to do to catapult us into what we need to do. We need to change our paradigm. We have to change our paradigm. We need a national and an international voice front on behalf of our people. We're not responding appropriately to these attacks. We all need to get safe. Bug in bags, bug out bag. You know what a bug in bag is? A bug in bag is what if you have to bug in and stay in your house 3 or 4 days and can't get out? Do you have everything that you need? And then a bug out bag is a bag that you can take with you and go out, and if you have to stay away from your house a week or 3 or 4 days. Family, we got to get this together, become more disciplined in our health and wellness, become more disciplined in the things that we do and how we move and navigate in this world. Too many of us are losing our lives. Too many of us are being imprisoned in their systems. Too many of our children are being destroyed by these people. It's been way past time for us to take back over what we need to do. What is going to be your contribution to this? Like I said, I just wanted to come on and say hey to y'all today. If somebody had called in, we would definitely be talking. But I understand I wasn't having a good day today either, but I'm going to get it together. You feel me? Just been a little tired. But like I said, I love you all. I want to thank you all for always supporting us. Continue to support us. Like I said, we are rebranding our show. We have some very special guests coming in. I am so, so, so excited. The end of this month, we have 2 powerful guests coming. I cannot wait for them to come. Just stay tuned. Keep supporting us. If you want to reach out, love donations. Donate to the platform so we can keep our platform running. Donate at $Vanguard's Academy. That's $VANGURDSACADEMY. Donate, because we need you all. Support us. Tune in every Friday, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, 6 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific. We are, like I said, we're rebranding. We're going to come back strong the end of this month with some powerful guests. Tune in. Stay tuned in. We love you all. Y'all have a great, great weekend. All power to the people. Black power.
If I could change my color,
yeah.
If I could change my color,
yeah.
Sometimes I think if I could change my color, but what I wanna be. They say the whiter the brighter, you black, you a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020 Tesla. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these they killing. And I'll be damned if a could take mine on some racist. That's why I'm teaching about black facing. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape, escape. Guns,
they don't like you cause you black. Guns, they gon' judge you from the start. Guns, don't want no hate up in your heart, but you gotta move smart. They gon' judge you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels, slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more design for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well mama, what happened to 40 acres and mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them amused. Wait, blackface? Why they making us out of food? Those stereotypes are ugly. We're looking for something to prove. We gotta think harder, we gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father and not incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history, yeah. It's a mystery. My teacher keep on bringing up slaves, that's what she dissing me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is the passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for today.
Back in the days, I used to want to be the cop.
I remember.
The good guy, till Rihanna got stopped. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
They keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't stop protesting until we get our reparation. And we can't stop buying all up in the store, Gucci and Dior, until we get our reparation. Cause as soon as our money starts spinning, it's ending. They gon' forget everything that we were fighting. They gon' remember why they hated from the beginning. And we gotta go, we need our reparation.